This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. Northeastern University is being accused of suppressing free speech by suspending a student group. Several dozen people marched on Huntington Avenue today to protest the university's banning of the organization, which describes itself as an activist pro-Palestinian group. WBUR's Fred Tice reports.
The protesters included students from Northeastern, Tufts, and Boston University. They objected to the suspension of Students for Justice in Palestine after the group, without permission, passed out leaflets in dorms on campus, denouncing the demolition of Palestinian homes by the Israeli Defense Forces. Two spokeswomen for Northeastern were observing the protest. They would not comment on the record, but did hand out a statement. It says, in part, Students for Justice in Palestine was suspended for multiple violations of university policy over an extended period of time. Max Geller, one of the former leaders of the student group, accuses the university of singling the group out.
They said that we needed to have permission or have our leaflets approved. If that is actually the policy, nobody on campus knows about it. People are distributing leaflets without university approval or flyers or advertisements for whatever it is they're passionate about all the time. These rules only seem to be enforced when it's Students for Justice in Palestine who are exercising their speech rights.
Northeastern's statement reads, "The university is committed to a free and open exchange of ideas within an atmosphere of civility and mutual respect." But Sarah Wunsch of the American Civil Liberties Union of Massachusetts disagrees.
So we've been working with Students for Justice in Palestine at Northeastern since last year because the university has chosen to focus on them and punish them for their speech. Even though this is a private university, the principles of freedom of speech still apply, and this university seems to be violating those hand over foot, left and right.
The university statement says the issue at hand is not one of free speech or the exchange of disparate ideas. Northeastern points out that it has not suspended Students for Justice in Palestine at its law school and says the suspension of the undergraduate student group addresses solely the group's, quote, repeated noncompliance with university standards and policies, which are applied equally and fairly to all student groups. Northeastern suspended the group until January. Tori Perel, the suspended student group's president, says it's being targeted because of the issue it wants to raise.
Palestine's really kind of a third rail issue on campuses. It's something you're not supposed to talk about.
Perel says at Northeastern, her group has experienced pressure from outside organizations, such as the nonprofit Americans for Peace and Tolerance, which is accusing her and her fellow students of supporting terrorism. We contacted that group's president, but did not hear back in time for this story. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.